You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Just a day away from Super Tuesday, when Republican voters and conservative voters will bring a day of reckoning to these pro-Democrat Republicans, praise God, getting rid of them permanently so they can no longer harm us in service to socialists. To mark the occasion, we invited President Donald J. Trump onto the Chris Salcedo radio show, simulcast with Newsmax 2. Here's how the conversation went. And Russell is letting me know, and the reason why I'm wearing a jacket and tie is because of the man I am interviewing today. President Donald J. Trump joining us right now on the Chris Salcedo Show. Sir, welcome.
What a great honor to think that for a telephone interview you're putting on a jacket and tie. That's something I've never heard before. That's pretty cool.
Only for you, sir. Look, we've got a limited time, and I want to jump right in because I think Americans want to hear your thoughts on things like this. You know, Americans see a rigged justice system out there because of the corrupt individuals who are running it. Greatest example I can see is what Hillary did, what Joe Biden did, illegally possessing and handling of classified information. If you're elected, President Trump, will you order a national security damage assessment and then release the unclassified details to the public of what you find?
Well, we're going to have to do a lot of this because we do have a two-tier system, and it's worse than two-tier. It's a super tier and it's a non-tier. It's a disgraceful thing that happened. You just take a look at the documents where Biden gets totally released. He has 10 times or 20 times the number that I have. I come under the Presidential Records Act. I have every right to do it, and I go through this. I mean, think of it. And my boxes were secure. His boxes were all over the place. They had many locations, many in Chinatown, and they were used boxes. When you look at those boxes, those papers were ripped in and out. It was ridiculous. And you look at the two-tier system of justice, it's really sick. And the people get it. The people of our country are getting it. And you know, when they're looking at this country, how badly it's being run, and they're looking at millions of, I know where you're based, and millions and millions of people pouring into our country illegally, and we had the strongest border we've ever had in history. We had no problem with the border. In fact, when I took over in 2016, we had a problem with the border, pretty big problem, but it was nothing compared to what it is now. And I fixed the problem, and it wasn't even a topic of discussion in the race, in the 2020 race. I kept wanting to talk about it. I wanted to brag about the great job we did, right? But yeah. Everyone said, nobody cares because you fixed it. But now you look at this, and this is 100 times worse. Nobody can imagine what's happening. I think 15 million people have come into our country already, and they are rough people. They're from jails. They're from mental institutions. They're the roughest, toughest people. And now you see the crime, and you look at Lakin, and you look at, you know, what they did to the beautiful young girl, nursing student in Georgia, and, you know, unrecognizable, beat so badly. And you look at all of the things that are happening in our country, and it's absolutely hard to believe that our country is at this position. I think we're at the lowest level we've ever been.
It's true.
In terms of spirit, and certainly in terms of, you know, migrant crime is going to be a whole new category of crime that I think it might end up being bigger than regular bad crime. And regular bad crime we were not doing particularly well in. But this is a whole new level of crime that's happening, where they have fistfights with police officers in the middle of the street. That's how little, I mean, they were having fistfights in New York City in the middle of the street.
I know.
With police officers. I've never seen anything like that.
Sir, I got to be honest with you. It's amazing. And those people that beat up the cops, you know, in typical Democrat fashion, they were let go. So, again, I think that all the damage that's being done to the United States, the American people ought to know just how much damage Hillary and Joe did to this country. About the 10 to 12 million illegal aliens that the Democrats have allowed in, there's another aspect aside to all the crime they're unleashing on our people. The Democrats are using the illegal aliens to give them the vote in certain municipalities, and they're also using them to pad the census. Given the fact that no foreign national has a right to be here in the United States, will you order mass deportations if you win the White House?
Oh, day one, we have no choice, and we'll start with the bad ones. And you know who knows who they are? Local police. Local police have to be given back their authority, and they have to be given back their respect and immunity. We're going to give them immunity. And they know them by the first name, the middle name, and the last name. And they will take them out, and we will get them out. And look, this is not sustainable by any country. Even if they weren't as bad as they are, this is not sustainable by any country. We probably have, I think I heard your numbers, I think you probably have 15 million in, actually, which is more than your numbers. And I think that number could reach 20 million people by the time this guy gets out.
Wow.
We have to get them out. If we don't get them out, I don't think we're going to have a country left.
I think you're right, sir. I think you're absolutely correct. By the way, folks, we're speaking with President Donald J. Trump on the Chris Salcedo Show. Sir, the government has grown beyond the consent of the governed. I don't need to tell you that. It's Congress's fault. Their laziness has resulted in massive debt, runaway inflation, foreign adventurism, which you avoided during your first term, and a government that targets our people rather than protects our people. Can you pledge the American people you're going to veto spending bills that don't come in the form of those 12 appropriation bills and don't begin to reduce the size and scope of the federal establishment?
Oh, absolutely. And that's so easy. And a lot of the nonsense that they're signing is the Green New Scam. So much of it is the Green New Scam, which doing things that are just taking money and throwing it out the window. There is so much fat cutting. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. But, you know, the Green New Deal, they call it the Green New Deal. It's a scam. It's a giant scam. And it has nothing to do with, absolutely nothing to do with good. It has nothing to do with helping to make our country great. And it's going to end very quickly, very, yeah. Very quickly. There is so much cost cutting to do. And just numbers that you wouldn't believe, you know, like people like Haley and all these people, they want to go after Social Security. That's not happening. You know, Haley, first we have to, you know, dispose of that one. And she's just terrible. I think she's terrible.
Well,
she's terrible at what
hey,
she does.
She won the swamp. The folks in D.C., they love themselves
yeah.
some Nikki Haley because she's one of these big spending Republicans that I know you know very well, sir. A question
no,
about
I know him very well.
About Texas. Speaking of these pro-Democrat Republicans out there, you've weighed in to the Texas contest. Super Tuesday voting is going on tomorrow. Of course, checking that box for Trump is what you're after, but getting rid of these pro-Democrat Republicans, we have a speaker in the Texas State House by the name of Dade Phelan, and you've said anybody who supports Dade Phelan is a fool. Don't GOP voters really have to clean house across the country and get rid of all of these pro-Democrat Republicans?
Well, they do, and they have to get rid of him, and he's just, I mean, unbelievable. He endorsed, you're very good, you have an attorney general who's very good, and he went out and he impeached him, actually. He went out and impeached him. And as a Republican, I said, don't you have some Democrats you could worry about? Because you have a great attorney general and one of the best in the country. And they were all out to impeach him and really hurt him. Mm-hmm. And that was led by Phelan. And you know, hopefully, and I'm not sure, I haven't seen polling on it, but I came out very strongly against him. And hopefully the people are going to be smart and vote him out. How is that looking? Have they done polls? How is it looking?
Mr. President, from what I'm hearing inside of his district, he's not doing so well because everybody knows that he delivers for Democrats. He's elected by Democrats as the speaker. And he puts Democrats on committees to kill conservative legislation. So I think that
it's incredible.
It
That's
is.
True.
It is, sir. And
He killed voter security legislation that nobody could believe. I said, who is that guy?
Yeah.
And he killed tremendous amounts of really good, solid voter security so that we could get a little bit of security with our vote.
School choice,
and he
too.
He killed it.
Yes, school choice,
I
too, sir.
I couldn't believe it.
Yep.
Actually.
He killed
school
parental
choice
school
too.
Choice as well. Hey, look, I promised your people I'd get you out on time, and I always keep my word. President Donald J. Trump. Sir, it's an honor to talk with you. Come back soon.
I will indeed. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Folks, we've got to get this man some support, and the way we do that is to make sure that Texas is truly red. We don't have these subversives in government who are really Democrats but call themselves Republicans and then set their mind toward making sure this state goes down the path of California and Illinois and New York. So get out there with a few thousand of your friends and vote in the primary. Tomorrow is the day we build up our defenses in Texas. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.